Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm unmuted live. Elder Lawyer and I here with the Gathering of Christ Church. Satan's War Against the Awakening. Yes, yes, yes. If you have anything to chime in and say, we're going to try to make this quick. I'm not going to be here all night. Right now, I'm in the woods. I'm in the sticks. and this particular internet is running on spirit. So I got a green study flow right here when it comes to signals. So I thank the Most High for that. Thank you for those who've been waiting for us since Wednesday. I did everything I can to come before you, and I'm glad we're here. 340 area code. Sunshine, what's going on? Where you been at, girl?
Hi, Elvis.
Where you been at, girl?
Oh, Elvis, I got in late. I tried last week, and I couldn't get in. Blog Talk was locked out, and I got in late.
Okay, talk to us, young lady.
Oh, hi, Elvis. Shalom. Hi.
Shalom, young lady.
Oh, shalom. Oh, bless you, Elvis. Welcome back, Elder Lawyer. Shalom. Okay. Hi, shalom. Hi. Okay, elders, wow. The cat's definitely out of the bag and can't be put back in it. And the whole world knows it. The truth of who we are as the bloodline children of Israel cannot be hid. It's like light has been switched on, and all who knew wholeheartedly who we were from the start but kept us hidden, and those who had no clear idea of who we were, according to the word, surely their fathers have inherited lies, can now see us in all of our specialness, in the way we walk, talk, act, and commune one amongst another, or how we are with the world of nations around us, and even our nature of long-suffering and earnest forgetfulness, not forgetfulness, but forgiveness of everyone despite their perpetual wronging of us, whether the attacks are intentional or unintentional, all of how we operate proves to everyone, Jew and Greek, of the bond or of the free, that we are in our difference that the Most High put in us, his holy and separate peculiar people. So it's no holds barred.
Oh, yeah.
Now. It's no holds barred. Now that they who have always conspired against us know that we know the truth, and that the inevitable, unavoidable prophecies that we, the dry bones, will one day rise has come to pass and continues to come to pass before their very eyes, and they're bewildered. So in desperate, traveling, crazy, headlong towards hell and judgment, they against us who see the signs that they have always studied about, you know, that because they didn't lose our heritage, they didn't lose who we were, although we lost it. In their wicked conclave, they have been watchful inch by inch of our biblical transformation as the house of Israel, the whole house, and whose history, you know, is now revealed unto us, because we only lost it for a little while, but we, like Paul said, are not forsaken. And these conspirators now do not care who they set their mark upon, like with Whoopi and everyone else among our brethren, to accuse us day and night, and just like their father did with Job, and our Lord and Savior's blood shed.
Like a man tweet said, you got to land a plane. You got to land.
Okay, so I just want to say that Christ's blood shed, and so Satan's been locked out, and so his same blood is how we have the mercy by grace of the Most High to prevail, and we will not fail, though they will over and over fall and fail. So blessed be the name of Ahia, and praise the Most High, and Christ, all praises. Oh, bless you, elders.
Bless you. There goes Sunshine. All right. Leslie has a comment. How you doing, Leslie? There goes Sunshine. I'm glad she's still kicking. How you doing, Leslie?
Hey, Elder. Shalom to you, man. Blessing to you, sir, as always. Elder Lawyer. Welcome back, Elder Lawyer. Great to see you again. I thought I had a little more time because I know Sunshine is long-winded.
Oh, yeah, you got time. Take your time.
But I just wanted to let you know, just to give you an update, Elder, just a couple of things real quick. First thing, the brothers who my wife had mentioned to you about joining the Hebrew and Bible Academy, man, let me tell you, these brothers cannot stop talking about how powerful the Hebrew and Bible Academy is. So I just want to give double honors to you and Elder Lawyer and all the elders, Elder Shabbat. I mean, these guys cannot stop talking about what they are learning, Elder. And I'm talking, this thing is going out all over. I'm talking guys in the Bahamas, guys here in America. And one of them actually, Elder, called me today, and he was like, man, I'm in North Carolina. As you know, I need to find a body in North Carolina. So, Elder, I need information for a body in North Carolina so I can have this brother and his family connected.
I'll text you Elder Al's number tonight. Don't worry about it. You have that tonight.
Please. Thank you. Yeah. Second thing is, sir, when you text me, also I'd like you to give me a call. I have a couple of things in the pipeline, but, you know, I like to talk with you first and get your take on certain things before I proceed forward. So if you can remember to give me a call at your earliest convenience, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, well, right now I'm in the sticks, but I can text you the number, but when I'm back home, probably after the Sabbath, I'll call you after the Sabbath. Okay?
No problem, sir. No problem.
All right.
But that's
you,
it. I sent you one last thing, sir. One last thing. I sent you a text message, and it's actually concerning exactly what you were talking about tonight. We really have to be focused and watch what's going on in this world today. You are so true, Elder, because you mentioned something about girls wanting to be boys and boys wanting to be girls. And I sent you a link where California just passed the law allowing minors from any state to come there and get transgender surgery.
Woo! I'm going to check it out. It's a shame. Shame, but
check it out, sir.
And really what they're doing is they're creating, believe it or not, an army, a satanic army against our children.
Exactly.
Really, what we're dealing with is what you would call the days of Lot. Eventually, these people were emboldening themselves and come against not just children, but adults. But I'll talk about that this Sabbath. I'll talk to you offline, though. All right? Thank you. For this story, I'll probably use that as a talking point this Sabbath, right?
No problems, Elder. Right. As always, blessings to you, sir, and your family, and Elder Lawyer. Shalom, sir.
Blessings. Shalom. All right. There you go, Leslie. Wonderful. Wonderful family. Israel has a question.
Hey, shalom, Elder.
How are you, Israel? You have a question?
I'm
blessed. Thank you.
I'm all right. Thanks for asking, man. That's good, man. Yeah, I had a question, man. I want y'all to pray for me also. But my question is, when we rule, what will that look like according to the Bible, in relation to the Bible?
Well, it tells us that the first 7 years, all the nations are going to bring up their forces, which is all of their gold, all of their resources, into Jerusalem. There will be no night, just day there. Okay? The sun and moon will lose their light, and we'll have the light of heaven on earth. There'll be no seas or a place that people can drown, but we'll have rivers and things of that nature. The way to look, all the nations will be put in their original borders that they were during the divide of the earth. Japheth will have their areas, which are Asians. Hamites will have their areas, which are northern Africa. And Shemites will have their area, but we'll rule from Jerusalem, all 12 tribes. There'll be 12 gates entering into the kingdom. One name for each tribe. Out of those 12 gates, governors will go out and govern the whole earth according to the earth divide. There'll be no death. There'll be no destruction. There'll be no deception. There'll be total peace. And the nations will build our walls. Okay? After the 1,000 years of peace, after the 1,000 years of peace, Satan will be loose at the end of the millennium. And he'll go to deceive, and those nations who join with him will die. And after that, a greater kingdom is to come. But ears have not heard, eyes have not seen what's prepared for us beyond 1,000 years. But we're talking about 1,000 years of peace. And it tells us in the prophecy that there'll be no memory of our captivity. That's how great kingdom under Christ will be. Our children will have no memory of our destruction or captivity in Babylon. The nations who desire not to serve, Isaiah 60, decide that they don't want this world. Christ is going to destroy them right there. So it's not going to be no negotiating on whether or not the Gentiles is going to get down with the righteous get down. All right? So that's it in a nutshell, but if you're in the academy, when I go into the judgment of the gods in the last war, you'll hear that in more in-depth breakdown where I go into the kingdom with 12. All right?
Most definitely. Thanks. That was beautiful, man. Thanks, man. Yeah. Make sure y'all brothers play for me, man, and bless y'all.
All right. Bless you. Bless you.
All right. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom. Right. It says the nation that will not serve thee will die. That's what the Lord said. Yeah. You can have these people that claim they don't want to believe in Christ. Okay. All right. Well, you just serve down there and you get down there with your daddy, that worm that's going to be wrapped up and chained for 1,000 years. You get down with your daddy near the fire until that 1,000 years is loose. And then it will loose, until you get judged at the very end and final judgment. And that's how that goes. Nicole.
Oh, that's me.
How you doing, Nicole?
All is well. What an honor this is. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how. I feel like sunshine, but I'm not going to act like that. But I do want to say that. My husband said, don't act like that. So I'm not going to act like that. But I do want to say how.
No, sunshine is happy. You know, she has her own personality. But go on.
Spirit. I heard her before. And I love hearing her. I thank God for her. But listen, I want you to know that the first time I saw you was when you were ministering about life ways, that this survey, they were trying to find out how many black people, black people, how they felt about Israel. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That right there, that turned me on to you. And I tell you, it's just been a journey. But I am in transition, Elder. I've emailed you guys, but y'all haven't hit me back. I have so many questions because all of my life I've been a why person. You know, I can't be satisfied until my whys get answered. And so I grew up in the Baptist church, and it was actually a Baptist church that did teach you some Bible, a lot of Bible. And then I went from there to the Word of Faith church, where I spent really all of my married life. My husband and I have been married 30 years now. We raised our children in the Word of Faith. And we had an exceptional pastor. This man was an uncompromised man who taught Bible, different subject matter every week, where you read the scripture and then close the Bible and listen to some inspirational message. We had a pastor that gave series, and actually his mentor was Dr. Frederick Casey Price. But now that I've come into this truth, I am the youngest of 11 children, and we are most of us are musicians, and I have a kind of a large what you might say creative skill set that I use in the church that I'm transitioning out of, and so the question that I really have first, I have so many because, like I said, I've emailed y'all and I hadn't gotten any response back. But do y'all have a church in or near Memphis? Because we are finding that as we are transitioning of the out of Christianity, we need a place to fellowship and to be strengthened and edified by people of like precious faith. We are... we came into this truth in December 2020, and you know, it was like the Lord that shut down the earth so that we could hear Him. And like I said, I've always been a why person, so I'm so thankful that once He dropped this revelation about who we are, it's like going to the Bible. It's like going to a family reunion every week. I mean, every day when I pick up the scriptures, it's like it's like coming home every time, and it reads different. It's been paradigm shifting for our family, and so we need to come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. I was very active there. I did all kind of productions in that church. I was the church pianist. I directed the choir. I composed music. I did lots of productions for children's church. I was in children's church. My son is actually the children's church pastor now. We're believing God for him to come out. I'm having actually some major struggles with that right now because I'm torn. He's really the only reason why I'm still connected to the other church, but only kind of by in name only, I guess you would say. I could use some advice on how to deal with that because that is a very, very difficult thing. I raised him in the church where we were most active and we did everything together, including music ministry. And I just really need, some advice or some counsel on how to, as I'm divorcing myself from that institution, how do I stay connected to my child who will be turning 30 tomorrow? I was pregnant this 30 years ago with a big belly, getting ready to deliver him. And we have there's a breach between us now. We have this truth has really come between us, and it's been a difficult year to say the least. I'm not going to cry.
Okay. No, let me tell you, it's going to be good because everything you're saying reminds me, Elder Lawyer, really of Sister Shirley's story. Yeah, and Sister Shirley, she came out with a tribe. She came out. Don't forget, she was a pillar in the church, and you know that was a heartbreak on every side when she decided to come all the way over and do this work. And she became a pillar within this work. So your story sounds eerily similar. So what I'm going to do? Sister Shirley came out of the New York church. She was in PA. She came out of the New York church, but she does all the plays during our Passovers and all that, the choir ministry. It seems like your story is almost identical. So what I'll do is give your number to Elder Lawyer, and I'm going to also, believe it or not, give your phone number to also Sister Shirley and have her reach out, and she can give you some insight of how she transitioned
via the
church like that. All right. It's good that you speak with someone, body of like mind, and I'm sure y'all will have a lot in common. So I'll do that.
Okay.
And I'm sorry because I was in the midst of traveling. We had a funeral to do with a brother we lost over in England. Right now I'm in the sticks.
I
doing
watched
a lot
that.
Of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize that I wasn't able to get together. I mean, get to you, in a timely fashion.
Okay.
But I guarantee you. That Lawyer will have your number for Memphis, Tennessee. He's over the South. And I guarantee you that Sister Shirley will be reaching out to you. Okay?
Oh, that's excellent, excellent. So I will shelf the rest of my questions until I hear from him. And just want y'all to...
But don't worry about it.
I appreciate you. We really are big... we watch y'all all the time, and we thank God for your ministry. And we are in the Academy. It is the best thing that ever happened to us. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. We love the Academy. We love it. We love it. We love it.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit, we put so much into it to make the word easy to be understood. So thank you for supporting the Academy. And, hey, we'll be talking to you. Hey, we're family, right?
Yes, sir. Look forward to connecting. Thank you so much, Elder. Both of you, y'all are a blessing.
Bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Bless you. We are family. Yeah, Sister Sledge. I knew one of them growing up. I got all my sisters with me. You, Shirley, and everybody. Let's go sing a song of Zion. Let's do it. Do Royce have a comment or question? D. Royce.
Yes. Hello? Shalom?
Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Elder Ricarcio and Elder Lawyer. I wanted to, I had sent you an email. But since I caught the live show, I just wanted to come in and say that, let you know that just about a month ago, maybe a month and a week, I just started watching your program, and your videos, and I've watched just about all of them between then and now because of all that I'm learning. I've been starving for this truth. And I just found out who we are as Hebrew Israelites. And that was like, it's like an electricity been running through me ever since. It's like, it's just like mind blowing. But anyway, I thank you guys for that. And I'm definitely going to be joining the Academy soon. But I want to comment on something else I heard you say on one of your videos today. It was done 2 years ago, but it was about when you come into this truth or even just, you know, turn to God, because to be honest with you, and I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I found out that I was a man of God, you know, a while back. I didn't know about being a Hebrew Israelite, and that, but I knew that the Christian stuff growing up when I was a little kid, that was phony baloney. So I stopped going to church as a little kid. I told my mom I didn't want any part of that. But just recently, you know, as far as doing the right thing or turning back to my God or our God, I used to say my God, but now since discovering your videos, I say our God because I know I'm not alone. But anyway, everybody I know, like you said, just about turned against me because of this truth. And I heard that on your video today. And a lot of the things that I'm hearing now are bringing me comfort because I was kind of like, you know, it was like baffling me, like why when I was doing wrong, they embraced me. But now that I always, you know, want to talk about our God and don't want to talk about, you know, the things we grew, all the lies we, you know, were taught growing up. Now I want to just talk about our God. Nobody wants to be involved. Nobody wants to talk about that. So, you know, but I think it gives me comfort to know why now, to understand, you know, that this is how it has to be when you come into the truth.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you guys for that. And
the Most High will surround you with others with like mind. Let me tell you, it was such a blessing in this truth to realize one thing that was a phenomenon with me getting this truth and being online and connected with others, it was good to finally know that others was thinking the same thing I was thinking and couldn't say it. And see, I think that silenced a lot of us because we get a lot of thoughts that the Most High is connected with us and these anomalous thoughts that is contrary to the world. But it keeps us silent because the world has taught us not to say these things or be deemed crazy. One thing I love about this truth and connected with so many people, and that's why it's Christ gathering the elect to the elect. We always, and this is where Christ says that we were with him in the beginning. So these like minds are being gathered together again. So I'm telling you, like I said, when I was a loner out there, I was by myself, but just like Tito Paul, I've had this 5,000 men, or the number of those men who haven't bowed to Baal. He was telling Paul, you're not the only one. You just haven't met them yet. So,
right.
Brother, if one thing good has come from this internet, is the fact that we realize we're not alone, and the Most High is gathering us to our true family, those who believe in him. So, brother, listen.
I really look forward to that, Elder Crawshaw, because now I am alone, and my son is too. I sent you an email about that, and I know you're really busy. I wanted to, if you can, when you get time, just whenever you get time, just take my number, and because I wanted to talk to you about that. My son and I are alone. I live in Washington State, and my son lives in Louisiana, but. You know, I have been pretty outspoken, and I wasn't silent. My family just didn't want to hear it. Nobody, you know, except my son that I'm talking about. You know, he's the only one that listened. He's the only one that paid attention.
Well, D-Royce, I'm going to make sure someone reach out to you in your area, but I'll tell you this. Right now, and I learned this when I was alone. Right now, the word is for you. It's not about who else will get it. The word is, it's time for you to now soak it up and build yourself with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And wait on your ministry. And when that time arrives, the Most High will cut you loose. Stop thinking about everyone else right now and soak it in while you have time. But I have your number. I'll make sure a call is given to you, all right?
Okay, I sure appreciate that, Elder Lawyer. I mean, Elder Carciar and you and Shalom to you and Elder Lawyer.
Shalom, so bless you and bless your son. Shalom.
Hey, thank you. Bless y'all.
All right, we only have a few more here. A few more. We have Tony with a comment.
Yes, how you doing, Elder Ricard? This is his wife, Tracy, but he wanted to really thank you for his prayers and stuff, and I'm going to just give the phone to him. But also, I want to thank you as well for keeping me and my family up in prayer. And the Most High is truly blessing and blessing him daily. But I'm going to get a phone to him because
Shalom, Elder.
Tony. How you doing, young man?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. To
spending all my time teasing you. Tony, my man.
The prayers that you
Let me tell you, man.
I mean, the Most High has been really blessing me ever since from this accident, and you guys pray for me. I'm telling you, I love you guys. I was like, I told my wife, I said, I got to talk to him. I got to hear from him.
Tony.
I tell you, I got to hear in the Most High.
Tony, let me tell you, young man, you've been in 3,000 academies.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you. I'm saying, Tone, when I heard that happen and they said it was your head on the motorcycle, man,
yes,
we went to some says prayer. And like I said, I told your wife, anything you need, it's there. Okay,
yes, sir.
Brother,
the Most High has been blessing me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, brother, let me tell you, he recovered you, brother. He recovered you. And
yes,
it's a testimony towards Christ's power. That even when the doctors and others may give up and don't understand what's going on, I'm going to tell you, and the faith you have in Christ, young man, Tony, pulled you through.
Oh, that's a blessing. Yes, sir.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a call. I told everybody, so.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a call in a few days, probably after the Academy Sunday, I'm going to call you up because I need you to give me some insight. Give me some conversation on where you were and what was going on when you were under, that time,
yes,
that
sir.
Space between before you woke up. I know something happened there, and I would
yes,
sure
sir.
Like to hear about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm so thankful right now. I'm so thankful. I mean, you know, ever since I've been home and been out of the hospital, I've been thankful. I've been telling my wife, I gotta talk to them. I gotta talk to them because, man, the prayers. You know what I'm saying? That. And then if I don't hear you, if I don't hear, like, with the Academy and all, if I'm in, I get really emotional when I'm trying to get to you, I'm trying to hear y'all. I'm like, man, this is my life. This I can't make it without it. I need it, and I thank the Most High. I really thank Him. And
well,
I've been asking Most High because I don't remember. I would tell you, I really don't remember, actually, the accident. I really don't remember all that,
man.
Except for what my wife told me. And you know, and the doctors, the stuff that the doctors say, like, I just throw that out. I'm listening to the elders. I listen to the elder recording. I know what they done spoke, what they done said, and done spoke to the Most High for me. It's been a blessing, especially in my long-term and my short-term memory. He's blessed me. He's done blessed it back. I feel like myself again. I'm feeling like myself. And
yes,
that's what I told
him.
Yes, I got to talk to him. I got to talk to them because I know that the prayers that they prayed, oh, for me, the Most High is really blessing me, and everything is coming back. I know there's things, you know what I'm saying, that I got to do. And plus, you know, I'm actually here. I'm over the choir here in Minnesota.
Well, that's good.
And
story,
I was like,
I got a few more calls. It's great to hear from you, but I will be calling you very soon, all right? And
yes,
good to
sir.
Hear you up and,
yes,
up,
sir.
Up and doing it again. Bless
yes, sir.
Shalom. Tell me the Most High isn't wonderful. Man, he had this motorcycle accident. His wife called. They didn't know whether or not he was going to make it. I'm like, listen, let's break down in prayer. Anything you need in the midst of it. I said, listen, Tony's coming back to it. And the Most High sent them back to us. That's powerful. Praise the Most High. Tracy has a comment.
I will be calling very soon, all right?
Hello?
Yes, please cut off the background for us, please.
Turn that off, please. Shalom, Elder Rukashiar and Elder Lawyer. I'm just calling because I want to thank you guys for everything that you do and all the knowledge that you're spreading to our people because, you know, I came to the truth maybe about 7 years ago, and the trippy part is God revealed it to me through my heart, and I just started feeling it. And like the Bible says, that book is written on your heart. It's true, you know, and he started revealing to me who I am and who I was. And I started talking to my mother about it, you know, and telling her and my family. And my mother, you know, she's been baptized with the Gathering of Christ Church, and she came to the truth.
Yeah.
And we're just so thankful to you guys. She watches you every week constantly. And we're going to go through that Bible Academy. We haven't yet, but we want to start fresh, you know, when you have the next one.
Okay.
And get into it because it's so important for us to know who we are. And I've been out here trying to spread the truth and tell people who we are because that's our job. And I just wanted to thank you. That's all. That's all my comment was. I wanted to thank you guys for what you do. That's all.
Well, thank you, brother. And thank your mother also. And hey, let's do the work.
That's right.
Let's do the work.
Bless you. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Well, you can tell, hey, Yeshua, you can tell I'm a city guy, boy. And the sticks you got, I mean, you got bugs that they like, listen, I was here first. Like, no, don't make me call down some spiritual power over here. They trying to put the headphones on and take over the broadcast. You see that bug came right at me?
Sorry.
Lord, in the morning time. Get him. Yeah. What's happening here? Hey, one of these things gonna end up rapping Demetrius. You know what I mean? I'm taking lawyer's spot. I'm going what's going on around here? I'm going back to the city, but it is. Hey, you got to get ready for the wilderness one way or the other. Lord, have mercy. Little thing come out of read. 574 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Lord, you in trouble. They coming for your spot, young man. I'm glad you came back from Africa. 574 area code. Let's talk.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. You can tell it's getting late. I'm sleepy. You got bugs coming at me from each way. You know, but it's all right. I'm being lifted
up in prayer right now
against these bugs.
I got to ask, where about in the sticks are you?
Is this Bigsby? This ain't Bigsby, is it?
No, brother. This is Brother Samuel.
Samuel. Oh, no. That's private information. But I'm in the sticks.
I've seen bugs. It was on my mind because...
These are special things up in here. I tell you this, you don't see these in the city.
It was on my mind being raised from, you know, being raised out more suburban by a Gentile race or so, you know, whereabouts you were, because bugs ain't a thing for me, even though my daddy's a Benjamite. And
okay, so you used to be one in the environment with bugs. Well, listen.
I know, I understand. But I just wanted to speak.
Ain't my thing. But eventually, I'm gonna have to deal with it. So
we're all gonna learn how to deal with it, you know, when it comes time. And I guess that's why the Most High placed brothers that, you know, have that, you know, and have been in the city and outside the city to understand the bugs. But I just want to get straight to the point as far as the academy. You're sitting here talking about the academy.
Yes,
I'm like, whoa. You're sitting here talking about the academy. I'm like, whoa, I haven't missed the academy since I've been following this church, since I've been a part of this church, and how pivotal it's been to my growth in this church. How
praise the Most High.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. And the past 5 weeks, I'm like, where has the time gone? It's already been 5 weeks, and I'm not
well,
in the academy.
It's about 5 weeks to Sunday. Week five, yeah.
And I'm not in the academy. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this is something different for me. And I wonder why it feels different. It's not just because I've had 5 weeks off from my job. It's because I haven't been in the academy. So I literally just went and enrolled. And it's not to say that. It's that a few months ago you asked, what are your favorite lessons? And you have two monumental lessons that are in that academy. And it is, who is Edom? Because if you don't know who your enemy is, you don't even know that you're in a war. And secondly, who is Christ, which is the most pivotal lesson that is teaching that academy. Who is Christ?
Oh, yeah. Who is Christ is big time. Big time.
Man, and the past three lessons have been different for who is Christ. I died to hear that lesson, who is Christ, because it's different every time, but it's what we need, and it's on time. It is what our nation needs to come back to our God. And one brother said tonight, it's not my God, it's our God. And once we start to understand that it is our God, that in itself moves mountains. And we all know that scripture Christ said. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it with that, Elder. I'm going to give you double honors. I'm going to give Elder Loya double honors and all the rest of the elders, because without you men setting forth the work in this world in the spirit of Christ, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And I can just...
All praise be to the Most High. All praise be to the Most High, young man.
And that's who I'm grateful to. So bless you, Elder.
It takes a strong man to see this work and to do this through the knowledge of God, read that Bible, then walk in it. So,
application
it says a lot about
is a must.
Brother, that says a lot about you, too. So, hey, the best thank you anyone can do is finish. All right?
That's what you tell me every time.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Every time. Right. Every time since the beginning till this conversation, and I'm sure forward.
Brother, listen. Listen. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. But through it all, I've endured. Endure, my brother. Right? Yellow eye.
Praise the Most High. I won't.
But I'm sure, Samuel Allah, I'm sure you'll stay. I'm sure you'll get through it. If you just do it every day, just do one thing every day toward the kingdom, you look up, that's right, we as Israelites will be shining on the throne. All right? All right, a few more calls, and we'll wish you all Godspeed. Jalen has a comment. After that, I think that's Trian or Treen as a comment, and that will conclude our broadcast for this evening. Jalen.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed by the Almighty, blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah. Talk to me.
Hi, if you mind if I just give a precept to the children as regards to today's topic, it's a line.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so Leviticus 25:41-46, and then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto thee the possession of his own father shall return.
Hold up, brother. What verse? Hello? Give me the chapter verse. Yeah, give me the chapter and verses again.
All right, so it's Leviticus 41-46. And I was going to ask if you could read it for me, because the audio is probably better if one of you did it.
Oh, no. Go for it.
All right. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over them with rigor, but shalt fear thy God, both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the heathen that are round about you. Of them shall ye buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession. And ye shall take as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule one over another with rigor.
Okay, thank you, brother. You're right on point.
So
right on point.
It's comfort. I've reread the Bible a multitude of different times, and I gained something different from it over and over again. And it's just it constantly reaffirms itself precept upon precept. And that's why I love the way you guys teach, because you answer questions with scripture, and then you know what I mean. It's just you don't use your own. But yeah, I don't know.
The Bible has enough understanding in of itself.
Absolutely.
All right, but Jalen, how old are you again?
I'm 25. Remember we had a discussion and I wouldn't let you get a word in. That's why.
Yeah. Brother, listen. I listen. You're getting better, right? But I'm gonna tell you this: you're doing a great job. But when you study how to get into the kingdom to experience what you just read,
right?
That's the key,
right?
Because none of those scriptures mean anything if you don't make it, right?
If you don't do what?
Like what I'm saying is to be over the Gentile nation. To read it means nothing if you don't get there to be over the Gentiles.
Oh yeah, I know. Thank you though, Elder. The patience is the thing. That's all I wanted to do was just give that precept.
Oh, thank you, brother. Hey, it's a beautiful thing you've just done. It's beautiful. All right.
I was just doing Bible study earlier, and then lo and behold, like I bookmarked it, and I was just like, hey, I like to bookmark this.
I got you, man. Thank you for sharing. You ran over it.
All right.
Thank you for sharing the word, my brother. Bless you.
All right. I appreciate you. Bless you.
All right. Jaden doing a great job there. Treen has a comment.
Yeah, my name Treon. God bless you guys, Elder Rakashi Yard and Elder Lawyer. I'm from Bradenton, Florida, by Tampa and St. Petersburg. Man, look here, man. I tell you one thing, man. I never met nobody in my life, man, that spoke the word how God used you guys to speak the word, my man. I never did, man. Man, check me out, man. When I go to sleep, before I go to sleep, I check GOCC. If I miss the video, I listen to it in my sleep, in my subconscious will listen to it. And when I wake up again, my conscious will listen to it. Man, check me out, my man. I put people on you guys. But they run from you guys because you guys so real, man. And the message God uses you guys, they check me out. I send videos to many people, man. They don't respond to that. You know why? Because once they take a listen to you guys, man, you guys are put a mirror in front of their sins. And a lot of people who don't want to change, they can't face their sins. You feel me? Yeah. Mm. For real, my man. I never met nobody that God used like you guys, man. I never did, my man.
Praise the Most High. Where you from?
Man. And guess what? The one more thing, man. I'm going to join the academy, man. But check me out, though. The reason why I ain't joined yet, man, because you guys be so real public-wise. I know you even really behind closed doors, you feel me? But I'm going to join, though, because I ain't up with the flesh, man, trying to keep me away from joining the academy, man. That's how serious y'all guys' messages is, man, that God using you guys to preach, man. For real. I'm being blunt honest, man. For real.
Thank you, brother. Treon, where you from?
I'm from Bradenton, Florida, by Tampa and St. Petersburg and Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, brother. Hey, you sound like a real one. You sound like a real one, brother. You sound like you wouldn't deal with anything unless you knew it was from someplace else.
You know why a lot of people can't listen to you guys, man? Because they judge. Why he looking like that? Why his face expression be like that, dumb, man? Check me out. You ain't Joel Osteen, you feel me? Everything ain't cooking and clean, man. You let them know, man. Look here, man. I'm going to let y'all know the real.
What,
guess what? You going to take
it. What about my facial expression? We are who we are. I mean.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying. You can about everything.
Because we are normal people.
Yes,
and
sir.
And not putting on a front like some of these pastors and preachers, like Joel Osteen.
I don't
want to judge nobody, brothers and sisters. We are all God's children. We're under his house together. I'm not going to judge nobody. The Holy Spirit smiling. And you know he ain't like that in real life, you know? That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, you guys are real, man. I'm going to join the academy, man.
Hey, brother. Thank you, brother. You're real. You're real.
I never met nobody like you guys met on earth, man. God got a calling on your life and everybody else's life who looking for the real truth, my man.
Well, Trion, believe it or not, he has a call on your life too.
Yes, sir.
Wait till you become. Wait till you finish. Hey, brother. Wait till you step into who you are according to this word.
And one more thing, man. Okay. As a lawyer, man, you be so humble, man, and so patient, man, throughout all these hours, man. Man, you blessed too, my man, for real, now. Man, you blessed, my man. I'm talking about you be looking dead serious. You feel me? Well, I respect you, man.
He said you feel me.
I respect you, man.
He said you feel me. You be looking dead serious. Man, listen, I can't wait to get this Zoom up and see some of the brothers and sisters that be calling. It's going to bring a whole new dynamic to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
sure.
I'm trying to picture you with the voice, right?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like I know you probably look exactly like I'm like we got a real one on here tonight. So,
yes, sir, man. Appreciate you, man. God bless you guys, and I'm gonna call many more. Believe that, though. I'm gonna call much more.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And let's get to that church in Florida. And with that, hey, yes, sir.
Where you located at?
It
brother?
Is.
Where you located in Florida, at, brother?
Okay, I'm going to put your number down. I'm going to have Elder Fennell call you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Man, God bless you guys,
you seem like,
real, man.
Yeah, you seem like one of those brothers that we're going to need down the line.
Yes, sir.
If there's any trouble, I think we're going to be able to have somebody just straighten things out.
Yes,
right
sir.
Right here.
Chose a few, baby. We'd have chosen a few, man. Believe that.
Hey, brother, listen, I'm glad you're in my corner. We're going to make sure we call you up right here.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure, my brother.
Florida. It is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, most God bring them all through, ain't he? I'll tell you what, Trion, shalom, and welcome to the brotherhood, the real brotherhood,
yes,
the brotherhood of Christ,
yes,
my brother.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all real.
Shalom.
Respect y'all. Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing but respect, my brother.
Yes, sir. I don't want to hold y'all too long, my brother, man. It's a pleasure, man, what you still talking right now, my brother. For real, for real.
Hey, brother, I'm with you. I'm with you. We're here. Shalom. Here it is, and keep in mind, the Most High is calling back Israel. Elder Lawyer, get some rest, my brother.